Carla Pig says whenever I'd bend over to pick something up, you wanted to fuck me in the astral plane, Paul. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Carla Pig says whenever I'd bend over to pick something up, you want to fuck me in the astral plane, Paul. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Pauly Shore says you took Janet Greenbaum's advice on how to come back at me on the control list. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Pauly Shore says you Sandra Hicks. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Jason Robards says June was more powerful than he was, stronger, whatever. Margaret Engler affirms it and says that's not a good thing. Whatever, 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 whatever. Whatever, 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 whatever. Don McLean says the truth is one thing. They are kind of interested in it and kind of not interested in it. But they really want to get at you, Paul. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Seem to say they were trying to get Maureen Singleton's light to get at you, Paul. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Satanists reaffirmed the statement that they were trying to get at Maureen Singleton's light to get at you, Paul. An infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Janet Greenbaum says her twat is really excited about the possibility of getting Maureen Singleton light, to get at you, Paul. Whatever, 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 whatever. Dino says you are such a tower, you are so humiliated. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Carla Pig says you're pitiful, except that I love you. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. To the private gazillion, 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 all infinities. Carla Pig says you're so pitiful, except I love you. An infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Nancy Webb says she's become a man to prevent me from loving you. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Donna Waldenbrook says she apologizes. She's so powerful, Paul. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Don McLean says it's a party among Satanists that I really do love you, Paul. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Satanists say I couldn't have a job, but you couldn't have anybody. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Satanists reaffirm the statement that I couldn't have a job, but you couldn't have anybody. An infinite number of times, within the smallest increment of time that exists in the universe, proceeding throughout all eternity. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Donna Waldenbrook says you knew you were the guardian of Danny for the Holy Spirit of God. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Nancy Webb did not say she's Joanne Worley. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Goldie Hawn says Joanne Worley is the pig nobody remembers from Laughing. Everybody remembers, really, what's her name? Lily Tomlin. And then Goldie Hawn. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. And the only person anyone remembers from Saturday Night Live is Rosanna Dana Dana, or Rosanna Anna Dana. What's her name? Whatever, whatever. It's true, she's the only good one. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I asked Don McLean to be protected. Whatever, whatever. Don McLean says he's behind Arlo Guthrie at the Gusman Theater. Whatever, whatever. Behind him in a curve. Arlo Guthrie was sitting there playing piano. Don McLean says he was behind him in the curve. Whatever, whatever. Don McLean says there are a few refrains from American Pie that really get Patty Vasile Kirsch. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. When I'm at work and I have stuff in my hands, I put it down when I'm going to deal with customers, and I can never fucking find it again. Whatever, whatever. Or I just put it down because I'm distracted. I can't fucking find it again. I've lost 3 things now. I lost something today. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I really lost it. Whatever, whatever. I think they have a standby section of souls to crack to make those things actually disappear when I put them down when I'm distracted. Whatever. I had to turn a ship around. We have 2 model ships, and they're in the back. You enter and you go to the left. They're in the back by the display cases. And one of them is facing that way. The other one was also, and it really is an eye catcher when you're walking down that aisle. But the bigger one that was on was also facing that way. It's facing the wrong way. You have to see the sails from the other side, so I had to turn it around. So the one is facing that way, and the other one is facing that way. It's not an eye catcher like it was, but I really had to do it. Whatever, whatever. But Maureen said she wanted something to draw people to that, and the model ships really do it. Whatever, whatever. Don McLean says there's a China doll that's very valuable there that I don't know about, and it may not be the Hardy doll, Laurel and Hardy, Stan, Laurel, and... It's Stan, Laurel, and Hardy. I don't remember Hardy's name. We have a Hardy doll, but it's a China doll, he says. He says it's in the back. It may be the Vietnamese doll that's in a case. It's in a plastic case. China doll, whatever, whatever. Don McLean says it's very valuable. It's a Vietnamese doll, Miss Vietnam. And it was made in the Vietnam era. And I don't know if it's porcelain or China. She's got on a dress, and she's in a plastic case with a wood base at the bottom and a wood base at the top. Maureen had me reprice it, I think. Whatever. Don McLean says it's really valuable. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. John Goodman says it has love in it. Whatever. Tom may have affirmed it. Whatever. It may be that doll specifically. Whatever. Tim says he died spiritually when I like Richard Henning Jr. Whatever. Tim says they had a lot of cootie spells on Richard Henning Jr., but I knew all about cootie spells, and I didn't feel that way. Whatever, whatever. Tim says not only did a cunt get through the Tim programming to date him, or he'd call you a lesbian behind your back, but... a cunt finally got through the cootie spells they had on Richard Henning Jr. Whatever, whatever. Carla Pig rescinds all experiences with Richard Henning Jr. because of his cootie spells. Whatever, whatever. Carla Pig says she'd never be associated with anyone with cootie spells. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Richard Henning Jr. says Harry had some class in the world of drug dealers and maybe child traffickers. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Richard Henning Jr. says he was very much affected by the way John Landsberg made me cry when he was visiting Waterside once. I went into Don and Harry's bedroom and sat down on the bed and cried for a while. And Richard came in and talked to me. I told him John had hurt my feelings. And he said, I shouldn't let John see that I'd been crying or see that he'd hurt me, which was contrary to what I thought. I thought if I let John know he'd hurt me, maybe he'd feel badly or apologize or something. Richard said, no, don't let him know you'd been crying. Don't let him know he'd hurt your feelings. And so I didn't. And I think Richard was right. Richard Henning Jr. was right. Do you know, Richard says he was very affected by that he thought I loved John a lot or something. But it isn't true. Whatever, whatever. But Richard Jr. may have said it affected him quite a bit, thinking I loved John. It wasn't love. It was whatever, whatever. But I took Richard's advice, and I appreciated it. Whatever, whatever. I think it was good advice. Whatever. It wasn't love. It was that he was my older brother, and he really did hurt my feelings. whatever, whatever.
It's true.
I'm glad I took his advice. Whatever, whatever. Richard Jr. says he knew if I let John know he hurt me, it would encourage whatever his aggression was. And I didn't know that. And I took his advice, and I am grateful for it. Whatever. I appreciated it. Whatever, whatever. Not exactly. I appreciate having people in my life that give me advice, and I consider it, and I appreciate it. Whatever. I was surrounded by people who did not have good intentions for me, and I knew it. And I appreciated Richard's advice. Whatever, whatever. And I did it. I did it. I did what he suggested. And I think it worked. And then I really wasn't concerned why it worked, but I think it worked, and I appreciated it. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Richard Jr. says there were things he thought he could do to win my love for him. Whatever, whatever. Richard Jr. says he tortured someone to get me attracted to him and to see a sexual light on him. It's not Paul Burrell. Whatever. Maybe someone I don't know. Whatever, whatever. Richard Jr. says he just wanted to be with me. Whatever, whatever. John Bennett says it was a kind of pure love. Whatever. As Richard Haney Jr. keep our memories together, and I keep our memories together. Whatever. Susan Sarandon says she has my long neck bones, and so she has the power to break through my relationships with others. Whatever. Whatever. Val Rain says she's been very interested in my seeing men's faces in the moon. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I really did see them. They were all old, and there were five or six of them. And they were stern. They were not loving. They did not give me advice. I just saw their faces. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I just saw them. I didn't experience them as kind or loving or giving me advice. I just saw them. I didn't experience it as anything uplifting or advisory or anything. I just saw them. Whatever it is, they were old. There were five or six of them. Harry says they're dispassionate and stern with me, like all the angels of God are. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Harry says it's what was necessary for me to sneak up on Satanists and get information about them. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Harry says the men's faces in the moon were dispassionate and stern, the way all the angels of God are around me, that it is necessary for me to get through what I have to get through because of all the ways they tortured me. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. I can't tell. I can't even tell. They can actually do that shit. I don't know how you tell. They can do that. I don't think you can say that. Canvas print. I believe so. It's beautiful. Jamie says she figured out that in the notebook that you open up to get the prices on furniture, what we paid for them to calculate the cost to customers, there are things in the left, not in the binder, but in the left pocket that are updates on prices. So if you don't find them in the catalogs, so all I've looked at were the catalogs, they're updates. And I did find some things in there today. Because you have to find out what the prices are for things. You find out what we paid for them, and then you calculate cost. customers. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Maureen and Chris never told me, or Maureen never told me to look in the pocket for updates. So I was just looking in the catalogs of prices. But there are things that aren't in the catalogs of prices that are in the left pocket. And then things come in, apparently, periodically. So there is, Chris said, there is nothing that Homeline has that we don't have a price for. And it did turn out to be true. Whatever, whatever. Whatever, whatever. Todd Dennings says he thought I was the best artist he ever saw. Whatever, whatever. Todd Dennings says he thought I was the best artist he ever saw. Whatever, whatever. Todd Dennings says Harry thought I was the best artist he ever saw. Whatever, whatever. Todd Dennings says Harry thought I was the best artist he ever saw. Whatever, whatever. Harry says they have all my sketches and all my work from my classes at the University of Miami. Whatever, whatever. Harry says the female, the student that lived at Nob Hill in the B building, A building, shit, A building, who seemed to be a good artist in one of my classes, really was channeling Da Vinci, whatever, 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 whatever. Harry says he cried to torture my art teacher the first year, first semester, whatever, and that I was a very good artist, whatever, whatever. Donna Landsberg says, I'm not to know how far she and the woman in the A building, the female, who was in my class, A, B, C, A, took it to Rembrandt and to the past and to eternity to make me believe I was not a good artist, whatever. And Harry says, then I went on to make jewelry and stones inlaid in wood to prove I was a master craftsman, whatever. The angel of God say Donna and the female from the A building, and Harry says him also, to an extent at least, did a lot. Having to do with